Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. My name is Bill and I am the Knee Pain Guru. And each time on these podcast series, we go over different topics and challenges you are having with chronic knee pain. And of course, all of this is based on the idea that you've gone to the doctor and the doctor has taken an x-ray, a CT scan, an MRI, and determined that nothing in your knee is broken or torn. And this is very important because the approach to healing what's going on in your knees is very different when something is broken or torn than it is if it's not and you're just experiencing pain. It's important to begin to, what I refer to as thin slice knee pain, that there's many different approaches to dealing with knee pain. And knowing exactly what you're dealing with is very important in order to get the right strategy to getting you out of knee pain. So before we get started, I wanted to go over a few things, I'm going to have a little bit of different format this time. One, I wanted to give you ongoing updates of what's happening kind of behind the scenes. Of course, you're only hearing these questions that people are sending me and my answers to those questions. So kind of give you an insider's view as to what's happening behind the scenes with improvements that individuals that I'm working with on a day-to-day basis are having. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to list here. I have a list of all of the different places just over this past week, and we're only talking in the past 7 days, where individuals have started working with me in various products. Someone from Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the United States. Someone from Dominica. Someone in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. Brisbane, Australia. Miami, Florida. Mumbai, India. Strathaven in the United Kingdom, Bangalore, India, Muizenberg, South Africa, Hillsborough, New Jersey, which is in the United States, Vine Grove, Kentucky, which is also in the U.S., Monza, Italy, Petaling Jaya in Malaysia, Williamsville, New York in the U.S., Wywig, Canada, Panur, India, Monim, Vasia, Greece, and Nice, France, which I thought that was pretty cool to see what a diverse, the diverse people. They're coming from all over the world, and they all experience knee pain. They're all looking at the same issues as far as the frustration with knee pain. How they're always having to think about their knees. They can't get back to their life as normal. That knee pain is like this overlying dark cloud that affects their lives. No matter what culture, what color, what religion, what part of the world you live in, knee pain is very much the same. And the approach to getting over knee pain is going to be consistent. You're going to look at those five different approaches that I talk about: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And like I said before, you can get three of those correct and the other two not, and you still have knee pain. You can get five of those correct in the incorrect amount, and you can still have knee pain. I liken it to the combination to a safe. If you get one of the numbers off, how you're turning the dials to get that safe open, that safe's not going to open. And it's the same thing with chronic knee pain. So it's important to get the right combination and get that all taken care of. The next I wanted to tell you about some of the clients that I'm working with on a one-on-one basis. One is Janelle. And Janelle actually, her and I, when we started, she was having lots of challenges, always thinking about her knee, always having problems and issues for the past 2.5 years. And we've been working, we're in our third month, and Janelle started Zumba dancing. I'm not exactly sure what that is. However, you can probably do a Google search on Zumba dancing to see what it is. However, she started that this past week and has been having phenomenal results, as well as she's running again, which is very exciting for both her and myself, because that was something that just a few months ago she couldn't even comprehend. So you can see, and Janelle is a great example of someone who let go of their belief systems, of things that weren't working for them, and fully embraced the concepts of the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And I was able to work with her and figure out, oh, you need to do a little bit more stretching, or this specific stretch this week, work on that this week, this exercise, incorporate this breathing approach, look at your diet, change this around. And she tweaked it, and within a couple months, now she's able to run. So this isn't rocket science. This is actually quite simple and easy and quick and very effective. There is some energy and effort that is required in order to make that work. However, it's not what you'd think, not nearly as much. And I pretty much have it whittled down to about 20 minutes to a half an hour a day. That's really all you need to do. Of course, once you get the water and the nutrition all tweaked out, you're looking at only a very short period of time. And many times it's the time, energy, and effort is much less than what you're already putting in right now trying to get out of knee pain and not knowing what to do. So given the right amount, that right combination, getting over knee pain is pretty quick, simple, and easy. The other individual that I'm working with, his name is Zach. Zach, you can see on the Knee Pain Guru website, you go on the kneepainguru.com, and Zach has a horror story. I mean, it was just awful. He's in a worse situation than I was. And Zach, when he was 21, tore his PCL, posterior cruciate ligament, in his knee. He fell on his knee very hard, and it tore the ligament in back of the knee. And Zach has been through 4 surgeries, and the surgeon that fixed it, I'm not exactly sure. He was saying that the surgeon that did the second surgery didn't give him the accurate information about the amount of time it would take for the ligament repair to recover. And it ended up failing. So Zach's been in a total of 4 surgeries to get this taken care of, and there's a whole drama behind the surgeon not being in integrity, so that's a whole nother issue. However, I started working with Zach just last week, and he's fully embracing the approach as well. And he did it when he was 21. He's been in 4 surgeries the past 4 years. He's 25 now. You can watch the video on the Knee Pain Guru site, and you can see he just looks dejected and depressed. And when that is all you're concerned about is your knees, you can't think about anything else. So he's sharing with you all the stuff that's going on, and how, what he's not able to do and what he'd like to do. So anyhow, we're working on that, and we just had the second session last week, or yesterday, actually. First section was last week, and he's already improved going up steps. He's good going up steps. We're still working on some strength in the joint coming down the steps, because that's a little iffy for him. And so it's like it's happening. There are people that I see work with on a daily basis that are improving, and it's the same blueprint, the same concept, the same understanding on how to get over knee pain. So and on the contrary, I've had some consultations with different people who are possibly interested in my ebook, and I just kind of get an idea of what's going on in their head, what's going on in their brain, and they're all very frustrated. They all feel very stuck. Yet at the same time, when I begin proposing concepts and principles that are outside of their box, their paradigm, that it can be very frightening, because if you've been doing something for years and it's not working, then to look outside of that realm can be scary. Yet at the same time, that pattern is also the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So it's a little bit of a leap of faith. Yet the concepts and principles that I talk about are like common sense stuff. The body needs water. The body needs good food that it can function on. Not all that big of a stretch. Yet, when we look at what we've been eating, does that really fit in our idea of reality? And then we're looking at exercise, stretching, and breathing. And I've talked with people who are into yoga, and they're like, well, I do stretch and I do exercise and I do that. Yet you're still in knee pain. So something needs to be looked at. It's just something to think about, something to consider. So I had a question come in that was, usually what happens is when I get many questions every week. As you can see, I always have a full show full of questions. However, I offer individuals who are interested a consultation, a free consultation. We get on the phone and we talk for 25 minutes, half hour, and I kind of get an idea of what's going on with them, and if I'm able to help. And there was an individual who purchased my book and was offered the free consultation and was very upset about the fact that this was a marketing ploy and this was, you know, like something evil, something of the devil. And I thought it to be very interesting to see the response, because I never had an opportunity to help him. There was never even a chance to see what was going on with him, to see what was going on with his knees and if I could be of assistance. And at the same time, it's like there are individuals that will go and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars with doctors and physical therapists and getting all of these, trying to figure out what's going on in their knees. Nothing is broken or torn. They're getting addicted to painkillers. They're going for shots and all of these different crazy therapies. Like the latest and greatest technology is really going to outsmart fundamentals, the intuitive knowledge and understanding of the body that it needs water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. And it's anyhow, it was like, this is my day job. This is what I do, this internet business. And to be able to help people is an incredible honor for me. And it's also very rewarding too, because I've been in that place. I've had that difficulty walking. I wasn't sure if my knee was going to be there to support me or if I was going to end up on the ground screaming in pain. So that's just kind of where I'm coming from. And you can look back and listen to the podcasts and check out my website. And there's Google search The Knee Pain Guru, Google search Bill Parravano, and you're going to see lots of stuff on there. And this is what I do. So anyhow, yes. So if I can help, I want to. And if you don't want me to, that's okay as well, because I'm not in pain anymore, and that's good. Okay, on to the questions. Let's see. We got a question here from Terry Tucker. She was trying to see how she can do the Roman chair against the wall exercise that you indicated would be good for me. It's pretty tough right now, but I'm wondering if this would work for starts. I support myself with my hands on the edge of the bed, arms straight so that my body is just off the edge of the bed, and then move my legs in the manner shown. Do you think that would help? Is there an exercise that would help me loosen up the pelvis, since I can't squat with my feet flat on the floor, even when my knee is okay? It seems like there should be something that would help that. Yes. Okay, Terry, as far as the exercise at the edge of the bed, absolutely. You want to put as much pressure on the feet or on the legs as you can. The idea is to fatigue the muscles, so you get the muscles out of the way, and then you're working on the tendons and ligaments. And then focus on the breathing. The breathing is a very important component of those exercises. So, yes, you can do that. What I would suggest, though, is instead of getting into a full chair position against the wall, I would possibly straighten the legs a little bit, so the legs aren't totally bent, and you can still get an effective work out of that exercise that way without getting into a full squatted position. So I think that would help as well. As far as an exercise that would help me loosen up the pelvis, absolutely. There are exercises in the book, in my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now, where I do floor rotations, and that works well with the pelvis. However, that might be a little bit much from the sounds if you're having difficulty with the Roman chair. So I would suggest getting in my virtual clinic and in the passive stretching section of the stretching section in underneath the stretching lounge, go into the virtual clinic, go into the stretching lounge. And that, consequently, that happens a lot, that once you start loosening up the knees, you gain more of an awareness of the tension in the pelvis. So I will go into the virtual clinic right now and let you know exactly which exercise I'm talking about. I believe I refer to it as the Elvis pelvis. And what happens is it works, it's in the passive stretching section, and it works with loosening up the pelvis and the lower back. And as I get more feedback, as I get more in-depth questions, I'm able to populate the virtual clinic with the specific videos that will show you how to address what you have going on. So, okay, passive stretching section. This would be – Well, I have a module 9 that deals directly with hip tension. Module 10 works with hip circles, and module 11 is the Elvis pelvis. That all three of them, module 9, module 10, module 11, works to address the tension in the pelvis. And then actually continuing on, module 12 and module 13 is a more a dynamic version of that. However, those are going to be great for you as far as loosening up the tension in the pelvis. And, of course, the tension in the pelvis is directly related to the tension in the knees. If the knees are tight, the pelvis tightens up to compensate for the knees. So, that, Terry, hopefully that helps you out. Get into the virtual clinic. Check it out, and you're going to see some benefit there. Okay. Question here from Linda. It's been 10 days since my arthroscopy. I've been developing fluid around the knee, and it's very painful. Could you help as to what I could do to get rid of the fluid? I live in Kuwait, and so watching your videos and listening to your talk is out of the questions. All I can do is write to you. Hope you can help. I'm doing physiotherapy. Linda. Okay, Linda. Here is probably one of the best solutions, and I would... Well, of course, if you can't listen to my talk, that's going to be challenging as well. It's a product called Tramiel, and this is for others who may be listening as well. It's a product called Tramiel. I have it on my website. It comes in both a topical analgesic, where it's like a gel or a cream that you can put on your knee. There's also a sublingual tablet where you shake it into the cap and put it underneath your tongue. Both of those are phenomenal in terms of helping get rid of pain and swelling and discomfort and all that. That is what I would be able to suggest if you aren't able to watch videos and, well, you can't listen to the talk either. So anyhow, the Tramiel is a phenomenal product. That's what Zach, I was talking to Zach last night, and he was doing the stuff topically, and I just added the sublingual tablets last night, and he's just really, in a week, like the change is quite dramatic. So anyways, Linda, hope this helps, and I'll shoot you an email out to let you know what I said. So, okay, question here from Peter Dawes. Just recently found your website and like the sound of what you are offering. I am a 30-year-old Australian. I'm an electrician and I'm currently on a working holiday in London, unable to work due to knee pain. I've spent a lot of time at the physio with not much result. I did MCL tears on both knees about two years ago within about six months. Recovery was hard with work, and my left continued to plague me until I got arthroscopy. September last year, which showed my knees looking in okay shape. I then proceeded to cycle and swim, and the knees felt good and strong again. Then I had a small back issue, and some things in my life happened, so then my exercise program fell away. About 4 months ago, I noticed that my left knee was worse of the two, was starting to hurt again. And in the time since then, the pain has gotten worse and worse. My doctor in Australia said it was probably just work, and when I have a holiday, it will probably get better. I have not worked for 2 months now and have plenty of rest and can hardly walk for a couple of hours without chronic pain. I like the sound of the programs that you are offering and would like to register, but I've had some challenges with registering on your site. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks. Okay, Peter. One thing is really important that stands out here is the difference between a knee injury and knee pain. Just because something is torn doesn't necessarily mean it hurts. And just because something is fixed doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. That is one of the biggest misconceptions that I've seen in terms of knee surgery, knee recovery, that whole thing. That was one of the big mistakes that I made. It was like, okay, the doctor said I had torn the ligament in my knee. I go in for surgery. My knee's going to feel better. I'll get back to life like it was before. And the only reason I'm having this problem, all of these issues, is because the ligament in my knee is torn. So the doctor went in, fixed the ligament in the knee, and I still had lots of pain, tension, and discomfort. And it was like, well, what's up? What's up with this? Well, that's the deal, and that's the common misconception, is that if you get the surgery or the tear is healed, the pain is going to go away. All that means is when you have surgery and when you have the issue repaired, it means what was broken or torn was fixed. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be out of pain. So it's like apples and oranges, what you're talking about. Now, sometimes the injury will correspond with the pain. Like in my case, the knee, the ligament in the knee was torn, and I was still experiencing pain. However, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. They're mutually exclusive issues. So and that's what I get into in my virtual clinic, is the issue of creating space in the joint, creating the conditions that allow the joint to heal itself. And the joint is able to heal itself by being able to flush itself out. Water does that. Water allows it to do so. Now, if you drink plenty of water and you have lots of tension in your knees, the water is not going to be able to get in there to flush out the joint. And the toxins are going to build up, and it's going to begin a degenerative process in the knee joint. And this is a perfect example. Take a kitchen sponge and squeeze it very tight with your fist, and now try to get water in it. You're not going to be able to. And the knee joint is very much the same way. If there's too much tension in the knee joint, the water's not going to be able to permeate the joint and clean it out. So it's important to drink the water as well as create the space in the joint. That begins to create the conditions for the knee joint to heal itself. Then, once you have space in the joint is actually very vulnerable. It's very easy to re-injure that joint at that point, because now the joint isn't holding close together. There's more space. And consequently, the tendons and ligaments tend to be weak and loose in that space, in that relaxed space. That's what makes it very difficult. I was talking with Janelle about that earlier this week. She's feeling awesome. She's feeling great, and she wants to start this weight training routine, and she wants to go running, and she wants to do all these things, and at the same time, she's scared she's going to injure herself again. Well, rightly so, because now she has the space. Her knee's not in pain. We want to take the time to build up the tendons and ligaments in the joint so the joint doesn't get re-injured again. And that's the conditions. You want to create the conditions. At the same time, all of this is happening, you want to make sure your food's right. You want to make sure you're eating the food that is healing the damaged cells, that is allowing the body to heal what's going on in the knee. And there are foods you can actually eat that demineralize the body. They have anti-nutrients. And this is not something I'm making up. This is professor at Colorado State University, Dr. Lauren Cordain, who has a team of experts that do research on specific foods to see if they cause inflammation in the body. And if you eat these foods when your knee is trying to heal, you're going to prolong the amount of time it takes for your body to heal what's going on in your knees. So the food is very important. Then the last piece, well, it's not really the last piece. They're all really integrated. And it's like, well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know? So you have the breathing component, which corresponds with the exercise and stretching part. You have to breathe, because the breathing determines the tension in your nervous system. If you're not breathing, your nervous system's going to tense up more. That's just common sense. Hold your breath. See how tense you feel. You know, like I said, it's not rocket science. This is like real, in the trenches stuff. What works immediately? What is going to show your body how to relax itself? Very simple concepts. And when you do that, you don't need the shots or the surgery or the painkillers or any of the other fancy schmancy latest and greatest things to help replace the knee joint, or you know, some sort of fluid to inject in the joint to lubricate it. You drink water, it's going to lubricate the joint. Your body knows how to do that. And I think with all the technology that's out there, we lose our humanity in a sense. We don't get down to the basics. What makes us human? What makes flesh and bone work? It isn't technology that does it. The body knows how to do it on its own. It has its innate ability to heal itself. So, Peter, hopefully that helps you. Give you a bigger picture, zooming out a little bit on exactly what's going on. So that's really gonna set up the condition so you get out of pain. And it also, the program is set up so it prevents future injuries as well. Okay, got a question for Rick. From Rick. Rick Cerns, recently purchased your book, and I'm looking forward to beginning the exercises. However, I would like to know what your recommendations are for drink enough water and eat a proper diet. Also, is the stretch referred to in the DBEST model incorporated in the exercises on the book, or are there other stretches that you recommend? Yes, Rick, it's all in the virtual clinic. The drink enough water, I have a PDF you can download. Basically, the rule of thumb is your body weight divided by 2 in ounces of water per day. However, there's a lot of exceptions to that. There's a lot of other intricacies to that that is based on your lifestyle and your body weight and all of those other things. So with the purchase of the book, you get a free month in the virtual clinic. So you can check that out. You could download it. You can have it to keep. You could frame and put it on your wall. Whatever you'd like to do. And you can also eat a proper diet. The part on the eating a proper diet is in the virtual clinic as well. I have the nutrition, I believe it's called the Nutrition Kitchen. I thought up of all these cutesy little names to help people remember. We have the Breathing Room, the Hydration Station, the Nutrition Kitchen, the Knee Strength Studio, and the Stretching Lounge. So, in the Hydration Station, you will find the PDF for Drink Enough Water. In the Nutrition Kitchen, you will find the PDF for Eating a Proper Diet. And the stretching referred to in the DBEST model, some of it is incorporated in the ebook. However, I only talk about the active stretching. And I get into the differences. I have a video explaining the differences between active and passive stretching in the Stretching Lounge. Active stretching would be like you're stretching before an athletic event, yoga, that type of thing. And I have the specific stretches that I use to help stretch out my legs. That would be active stretching, and the passive stretching works directly with the nervous system to create space in the nervous system, allowing it to heal itself. I use the example of a Chinese finger game. You know, those Chinese finger traps when you were little, If you push the fingers together, it loosens the game up. If you pull the fingers apart, it makes it tighter. That's very much the same way your body works. If you create tension, and this is just the opposite of active stretching. However, there's a time to do passive stretching and a time to do active stretching, and both of them are appropriate in their appropriate time depending on what's going on in your legs. That's why my one-on-one coaching program is so very important, because it's difficult to see the forest from the trees, so to speak, when you're in pain. So I'm the objective third party. I could look at the feedback you're giving me about what's going on in your knees and know exactly what you need to do in order for your body to let go of what's going on. So anyhow, Rick, hopefully that answers your question. And if it doesn't, then send me another email. Okay. Next question. Can torn meniscus heal without surgery? From Cinco Norman. Okay, Cinco. Yes and no. How about that? Can I be any more vague? Depending on the depth of the tear, from what I understand, if it's a quarter tear in the meniscus, a quarter tear or less of the entire length of the meniscus, then there is the potential for it to heal. However, if it's a, 26% or more, then from what I hear from everything that I've read, that it wouldn't. So it all depends. I mean, there's a lot of other factors that go into it. Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating a proper diet? Are you allowing it to rest? So as you begin to ask deeper and deeper questions, you begin to see it's not always a black and white answer. There is lots of intricacies to getting over knee pain and looking at what's going on. And the bigger question is the torn meniscus causing you pain. You know, are you actually experiencing pain? So there's other factors that go into that. Here's another one. This just popped into my head. Is the meniscus torn because the tendons and ligaments around the knee joint are loose? That's causing the knee to slide around and be sloppy. Because when the knee slides and it's sloppy, the bones go over the lip of the meniscus and tear the meniscus. So if you tighten the tendons and ligaments, are you bringing stability back into the joint, allowing the cartilage to heal? Are you drinking the water to flush out the joint? Have you relaxed the tension in the joint through passive stretching to create the space so the joint has enough room to heal? It's not impinging on the nerves. Are you eating a proper diet that's allowing it to heal? So there's a lot of dynamics that go into that. So there is, yeah. So I may have just confused you more. And if I did, send me an email. Let me know. And once again, it's like I can only get so many emails per week. And if I don't get to your email, it's not that I didn't get it. It's just that it gets to a point, I read before all the places the people are purchasing my products from, there are people everywhere. And with all of that being said, it's like there's a huge number of people that have knee pain. So to get the best attention is to get into one of my coaching programs. And that way we get all of the answers and you get a game plan and you get full access to the virtual clinic and my ebook. And this is news out there that I put together a home study course that kind of outlines it. It templatizes getting over knee pain. And I do believe that if you follow that program, you're going to, that incorporates all of those different aspects, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Kind of gives you a step-by-step, color-by-numbers approach to getting out of knee pain. That was what I was getting some requests for, because the virtual clinic has more information than the home study course. It's just that there's so much information, it's even more confusing. And especially if you just want to get out of knee pain, it's difficult to differentiate. So I have a program or a package that can help you no matter what you want to do, as long as you want to get out of pain. And nothing is broken or torn. So, okay, next question is from Claudia. I'm writing you while I'm in Germany for 5 months. Do you suggest taking hyaluron diet supplement, including BioCell Collagen 2 to support my degenerative knee problems? I've gotten one injection of hyaluron on each knee last month and want to do everything possible to keep playing tennis. I'm 64 years old and have some discomfort in both knees, not having pain yet. An MRI has shown a slightly torn meniscus and, of course, some bone-on-bone situation. My doctor said I do not need arthroscopic surgery at the moment. When back in the U.S., I'll order your program. It's impressive. I'd appreciate your answer. Best regards, Claudia. Okay, Claudia. I think I did a podcast on bone-on-bone. It was like one of the first five, I believe. And I go in and explain the situation that it's just a function of the tensegrity structure, or how the body holds itself, gets out of balance, that causes the bone-on-bone situation. There was a doctor called named Dr. Stephen Levine, who had done research on what he refers to as biotensegrity, which is the tension that the body holds to keep it in balance. And when the body tenses up to protect itself, it pulls the body out of balance. And he found out that it compromises the space between the joints. And now the body is required to use those cushions, or the meniscus and cartilage between the bones, as the shock absorber, instead of it being the tensegrity structure. Tensegrity structure is like the bicycle wheel. The tension is created by the spokes in relationship from the center of the wheel to the outer rim, and the strength is created there as well. And if those spokes, if those spokes are pulling in the correct direction, what ends up happening is the wheel gets out of alignment and it kind of wobbles, and it's going to wear unevenly. And that's exactly what happens in your knees. That's the best example I can give you. So by reestablishing that tensegrity structure through re-educating the body to understand what comfort is, the body heals itself. The body brings itself back into balance. And the wearing on the bones, the meniscus, the cartilage goes away. The torn meniscus, that's one of those situations. I believe I talked about that with my answer to Cinco Norman, as far as if a meniscus is slightly torn, it has the ability to heal, from what I understand, less than 25%. So if it's slightly torn, we begin to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the joint. You begin to hydrate the body properly. You get the diet dialed in, you relax the tension in the joints, you stretch, you breathe, and it goes away. The pain goes away. You have all the conditions necessary for your body to heal itself, to heal what's going on in your knees. I'm not a big, in case you couldn't tell, I am not a big fan of I'm not familiar with the BioCell Collagen 2 or the hyaluron injection in the knee, the hyaluron diet, all of that. I'm just not familiar with it. It doesn't mean it's not good. It's just that I don't know about it. However, it sounds very intricate, and I like things simple, plain. You know, it's like you go back to the fundamentals, you go back to the basics, and in doing so, the body knows how to take those basics and run with it. And it's one of those things that what's sustainable, you know, continuing to go for these injections and have this fancy schmancy diet and buying these supplements and things like that, or just having real food that allows your body to heal itself and drink water and do exercises that you can do with your own body weight and stretch and all of these things that you're empowered to do. You don't need any supplement. You don't need any special machine. You don't need to go to any place to do them. You can do them in the comfort of your own home. That just makes more sense to me. However, ultimately, it's your choice. So, okay. I have a question here from Mazibur. Hi, Bill. I'm very ill with knee pain and pain in the left ankle. My left ankle is swelling. Almost all of my pain radiates from there. Please tell me, how can I relieve the pain? Okay, Mazibur. I would get my book and get a 1 month free in my virtual clinic. All you need to do is go to freekneepainreport.com and fill in your first name and email address, and everything will be taken care of after that. With the information that you're giving me, it's really difficult for me to kind of narrow in on what is going on. It's important to, when I talk to you on the phone, what I'm going to do is really start asking you questions. Where does your ankle hurt? Where does your knee hurt? Is it on the inside of the knee, on the outside of the knee? Okay, it's on the inside. Is it above the knee joint or is it below the knee joint? Okay, it's below the knee joint. If it's below the knee joint, then I want you to go to the stretching lounge in my virtual clinic, and I want you to go to module, you know, this module, specific module, and I want you to work on that over the next week. And I want you to let me know how that changes. If you have any problems, you shoot me an email between now and then. In the meantime, I want you to work on your water. I want you to track how much water you intake, and I want you to write down all the food you eat. And we're going to take a look at all those things. We're going to get it dialed in, and next week when we talk, it's going to be like, okay, you see you ate this on this day and this on that day, and you see how your knee pain went up on the third day, or it went up later that day, or you had more pain. What else did you do? So we're going to find those things that create pain in your knees, and we're going to begin to create the conditions that make it comfortable. The less pain you feel, the less tense your body is going to be, the more apt it is to heal. And at the same time, while it's healing and you're not beating it up anymore, I'm going to have you do other things that allow it to relax, even though you're not physically doing anything. I think a lot of the misconceptions is, you know, we have that no pain, no gain mentality. If I'm not making it hurt, it's not making it better. Well, you know, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So let's do a different approach. Let's start proposing comfort to the body. And when the body's comfortable, it can heal. And doing simple things. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time. I'm going to be saying the same thing over and over again. And I've really been working on some stuff lately. I think it's going to be continue to develop with sleep, on some things with sleeping and seasons and the amount of sleep you get and some specific supplements to help you sleep and things. And I just, it's just a killer combo. I mean, it's like you get all of it tweaked out and lined up, and it's like that. You just feel awesome. So, Mazabur, that should give you at least a strategy initially as to how to approach this. So, okay. Next question is from Lynn. I think it is very difficult to arrange for a telephone conversation with you. Busy with work in the daytime and housework at night. Hence, I have to consult you by writing emails to you and hope you can Now I have one inquiry. My injured knee is recovering quite well after 3 months. I can walk quite quickly and climb staircases without pain, but not yet 100% as I still cannot straighten my injured knee fully. Although I can jump a bit and do some light exercises and a little running due to rushing for some urgent matters at times. The reason that my injured knee cannot fully straighten is because once tendons and ligaments are injured, the knee will not be able to straighten like previously, or it will take more than 3 months to actually fully recover in order for the knee to straighten fully. Oh, that was a question. Is the reason that my injured knee cannot fully straighten? Please reply to my above inquiry. Thanks a lot and best regards, Lynn. Okay, Lynn. Well, when I work with clients one-on-one, we look at functional patterns. We talk about the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And those are all very important. However, looking at patterns that created the knee to begin with is also very important. And this is like a real red flag for me. It's like one of those things that it's like, all right, you don't have time to get in a conversation with me so I can help you with your knees. That you're that busy that housework and work is so very important that you can't get help with your knees. Yet, we push ourselves to a point where the knee would be injured, and then we would stop and go to the doctor and get help for our knees. So I see that as like a functional disconnect as to a situation that begins to create the knee pain to begin with. It's something that needs to be addressed and needs to be looked at. So I think that in of itself is something that in a one-on-one coaching session, we would look at what's going on. You know, it's like there's always time. It's a choice. We make time or we don't make time based on our priorities and what are our priorities. And if the priorities are not our knees, that's fine. However, if you ignore what's going on with the knees, they will make it a priority for you. My knee did. It was like, oh, well, the knee will get better on its own after the first time I injured it. Oh, the knee will get better on its own the second time I dislocated it. The knee will get better on its own after the third time I dislocated it. I kept ignoring it. It kept getting worse. And then after the fourth time, when I could barely walk, then I went to the doctor. Then I made it a priority. Then work wasn't so important. Then the softball game wasn't so important. Then the volleyball game wasn't so important. Then judo practice wasn't so important. You know, all of those things drop down in priority when the pain increases in our body. So by becoming more aware of these patterns, we can address these things on a daily basis. What I'm talking about as far as daily stuff to take care of your knees is no longer than the 20 to 30 minute consultation with me on the phone. So if you don't have that kind of time, if you can't spare half an hour a day for yourself to take care of yourself, what is that saying? Think about it. You're on an airplane. What does the stewardess say at the beginning of the flight? In case of a loss of cabin pressure, the airbags will drop. Be sure to put the mask on yourself before assisting anyone else. Right? If we don't put that mask on and have oxygen for ourselves and we're in a panic state and now we're trying to help someone else, we're trying to do something for someone else, you know, it's not sustainable. And that's what happens. That's what I see to be very challenging for individuals with knee pain, is that they want to continue doing and they want to continue pushing and they want to continue ignoring. And then something really happens and now they're in this fear pattern, running to the doctor, doctor, fix me. What's wrong? Give me a shot. Give me a pill. Do a surgery. Get it fixed. I want to get back to my life and continuing to kick my own butt. Is it sustainable? Can you maintain that? Probably not. Can you sustain it for a couple weeks? Probably. A couple months? Probably. A couple years? Maybe. What's your quality of life, though? How long can you sustain it? What else is breaking down in the interim? How is that increasing the stress level in your body? How is that constant knee pain affecting your heart? How is that constant knee pain affecting your ability to spend time with your family? What are all of the things you're missing out on? Are you able to go dancing? Oh, no, you can't do that because your knee hurts. That's what Janelle couldn't do that. 2 months ago, she wasn't able to go dancing. She's doing the Zumba stuff now. I think it's awesome. She made it a priority to deal with what's going on in her knees. She made her health a priority. And she's putting in less energy and less effort now than she was 3 months ago before we started. Less energy now and getting better results. So, okay, Lynn, I'll get off my little soapbox here. To answer your question, why won't the knee straighten? It's because there's a tension pattern going on in the joint. The knee is holding on to a tension pattern to protect itself from being injured further. In the passive stretching section of my website, I have one that says can't go up and down stairs, I believe. It is. I will let you know. Right now I'm in the passive stretching section. Okay, passive stretching. Difficulty with stairs, module 2. That will help you. And that will just help you in that specific thing, the ability to straighten or bend the knee joint. So that'll help you out. Okay, let's see. Next question. Hi, Bill. Thank you for your mails. My knees are actually not injured, but started creaking years ago. Even when I am going up the stairs, they keep creaking like a zombie moving. They hurt all the time, but I still go about my business. Sometimes when I walk too fast, the cartilage or bone seems to shift, and I can't move anymore. I would have to stop a few minutes before going on. Once I visited a doctor, and he said just to keep massaging them with oil, like olive oil. Tell you the truth, I think my knees are completely gone bonkers. Hope you do understand all I just said. I live in West Africa. What do you think, Vero? Well, Vero, I think the ligaments and tendons in your knee joint are weak. I believe you need to look at your diet and what are you eating and how is that contributing to what's going on. And I look at some stretching, both active and passive stretching, as far as creating the space. You can have tight muscles in your calves or quads or hamstrings that are contributing to what's going on in your knee. I look at that. I'd also look at the passive stretching to create space in the joint and get the knees not to hurt all the time. So that's what I think. And get my book, go into my virtual clinic, start poking around, watching the videos, and I think you're going to get some help. Or set up a time for us to talk, and we can get in a coaching program or something like that. Or you can check out my home study course. All different options. Okay, and the last question of the day. I have pain in my knees when I want to rest during the day. I do not know if it is restless leg syndrome or what. I'm almost 60 years old and do not think it is arthritis. I do not work, so maybe I need to walk more. I have cervical spondylosis in my neck, but my knees make it hard to sleep. Richard. Okay, well, you know, there isn't a question here, so I'm not exactly sure what Richard is looking for. Pain in the knees means there's body's holding on to a tension pattern that's not functional. Passive stretching, regular stretching. Walking more might help. Exercise is definitely good. Building up the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. Looking at your water and your diet. It's pretty much a very, no matter what the situation is, like I said before at the beginning, no matter what the situation is, looking at the different aspects of how the body is holding tension is important. Addressing those five components is very important. So, no matter what the approach is, no matter what's going on, as long as nothing is broken or torn, then we can address what's happening. And if something is broken or torn, then we just need to tweak it a little bit. You know, depending on how much the meniscus is torn, if a ligament is torn, are you going for surgery? We can begin doing things before the surgery to prepare the body so it heals quicker before, during, and after the surgery. There's just a ton of stuff, and it's always different depending on what's going on with each person. So those are all the questions for today. Thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure answering these questions, and I do believe there was some insights to be had. You can go ahead and submit your questions to bill@thekneepainguru.com, or better yet, go on to thekneepainguru.com blog and check out the videos that I have there. You can watch Zach's progress. I have a little podcast clip of him giving some feedback after the second session. So you can check that out. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as well. Find me there. Friend me there and keep posting on what's happening. I have a Knee Pain Guru fan page there. And I post things from the blog there. So anyhow, the big thing is start doing something. Go to freekneepainreport.com and get the free report. See what I'm talking about, those five components, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Those are all key and crucial, and it'll at least take one step. Just take that initial piece and start doing something. Because if you don't do anything, if you keep doing what you're doing, it's not going to change. So anyhow, thank you so much for being here today, and have a wonderful day.